It is Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. Domestic violence. It is impacting our city. Last year, 20 women were murdered. Now, not all were domestic violence related, but police figures show that over half were. The phone is ringing at Tulsa's 911 center.
Police emergency.
Emergency, please help me. Somebody's trying to kill Mama, and please hurry.
What's your address?
Suzanne Stewart is with the Tulsa Family Safe Center.
And there are 22,000 911 DV-related calls in Tulsa. That's a lot of calls to respond to.
Is that number on the increase? Well, Tulsa Police Chief Chuck Jordan says that's hard to say.
I think we've got to look at this from a couple different perspectives. Hopefully we're doing a better job of reporting. That can also always impact your statistics. I don't know that we have a real good handle on how fast it's escalating or if it's decreasing to a certain degree. Because of reporting issues, we're doing a lot more proactive things to try to get people to come in and report, to try to get people treatment. So, all we know for sure is there's still far, we're looking at total numbers, there's far too many people who are victims of domestic violence.
A new law went into effect last November. It is a law that Chief Jordan supported and lobbied for at the state capitol. It requires law enforcement to make sure that domestic violence victims are aware that help is available. Domestic Violence Intervention Director Tracy Lyle in Tulsa believes the law will be helpful.
Sort of the protocol and process for an officer in the field is to put the domestic violence victim in touch with services. Nationally, only 4% of domestic violence homicide victims ever availed themselves of services of a domestic violence agency. Locally, that number is only 6%. 6% ever walk through the door of a domestic violence facility. That's why that legislation is so important. And then the role of the law enforcement officer at the scene is just critical. To have someone in a position of authority expressing their concern for the victim's safety and their children's safety, and then saying, why don't you call DIVIS? Why don't you call the Family Safety Center? That's the critical piece of saving victims' lives.
Now, any discussion on domestic violence almost always includes the female as the victim. But the Family Safe Center's Suzanne Stewart says that's not reality. Men are increasingly victims.
14% of our clients at the Family Safety Center are male.
Mm-hmm. 14%?
14%, yeah, who have come in. Now, some of those are same-sex relationships and not gender, they're gender-related relationships as opposed to traditional heterosexual male on female or female on male violence. But we are seeing more men come in. And I think, and that's about a 2% increase over previous years.
Chief Jordan says, regardless of the gender, it all comes back to upbringing.
All of us are what we are as adults because of role models. And there's a lot of role models in our schools with coaches for young males, with teachers. I think we've got to get those folks involved in helping to send our kids down the right path and giving them the perspective they need for relationships. It's hard for an athletic coach because you're teaching people to be really to be violent. And, but at the same time, I think we've got to start teaching kids that it's not appropriate in a relationship. And there's other coping skills you use. You're not trying to win. You're trying to relate.
A seminar is set for next month here in Tulsa. It'll bring together all of the stakeholders to look at possible solutions for the problem. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.